Welcome to our podcast,
The Literal Worst,
a podcast with me, Zane,
and me, Amy.
Join us as we talk about all of our favorite things
and make fun of each other.
This is The Literal Worst.
There we go. I think that's better.
It's because I'm a woman, Zane.
It was because you laughed super loud.
Zane's trying to get me quiet because I'm a woman. Doesn't want to hear my voice.
I mean, seriously, though. Am I right, lady?
Zane doesn't care about
women are terrible. Am I right, lady?
Am I right, ladies?
Jared, we've been in this church for 5 years. You kidnapped us.
You're a woman, Stephanie.
She's like, I hate women. Am I right, ladies? Everyone's just like, Stephanie, you invited us to coffee.
That's not even how you use that joke, Sarah.
Stop!
Should we tell the podcast about Sarah?
Oh.
Should we bring in the podcast?
Has the podcast started yet?
I don't know. It could.
I mean, episode 11 might have just begun.
Episode 11.
Ooh.
Gonna let you have your
that
moment.
That dominant seventh chord.
Oh. Ooh. There it is.
Nailed it.
What a beautiful resolution.
Nailed it. Got those high notes on fleek.
Ooh.
I'll leave.
Like you're a vocal major.
I'm not a vocal major. I'm a choral music education major.
Did you start as a choral major?
I started as a vocal performance major, but you have to, for the music ed program, to start as a vocal performance major.
Oh.
And then you declare as a music ed major junior year.
I see.
It's a process.
Sounds like it.
Process of elimination.
Oh.
Bye, bye, bye. Backstreet's back, all right. Well, Amy, it's episode 11.
It is episode 11.
And hopefully the first full episode we've done in 3 weeks.
I know.
It's been a struggle. It really has. Gloves are hard. We've been through some growing pains.
Glowing pains.
As you can tell, we're not videotaping this episode if you're listening, because last week it didn't really go so well.
It didn't work. It worked apparently so poorly that it ate the first half of our podcast.
Yeah, as I was editing the podcast, I went to go export it and it said, file not found. And we lost the first half of the podcast. So you got the second half of the podcast last week, which I think is the better half of the podcast, actually. It was great. We got to talk to our moms in the podcast.
It was fun. I'm glad moms came in the second episode. Moms are just that important.
And if you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to all the other episodes and get caught up, because you need to.
It's
legally.
there is a rich canon in
podcast. All 10 episodes. I mean, that's almost like 9 hours of entertainment.
Actually,
I think it might be more than I think it might be 10.
Hadn't considered.
Because each episode's about 55 minutes. Some of them have been an hour.
Huh.
Which is actually pretty long in podcast world. I know I listen to a lot of podcasts that are like only like 45 minutes to half an hour. And they're just unsatisfying. You don't get a lot from them.
Mm. I feel like you gotta establish your premise. And you gotta
Well, like
run
RuPaul's
with it.
Podcast is like an hour and 20 minutes, which is perfect because you get a lot out of it and they have really good guests. But like Tyler Oakley's podcast is really short. It's like 20 to 30 minutes. And there's just not much happens.
Hmm.
And it's kind of sad.
That's sad.
But our podcast is full hour every time.
Or
relatively.
Except when it's not.
Except all the other times. Our podcast is super great, except for all those other times.
You could almost say except when it is perhaps.
The literal worst.
The literal worst.
The literal worst. It's like we chose the perfect brand for this podcast.
We really did. You know, I was the only negative I can find is that I've looked on YouTube and there are other people who have had this idea of having a podcast.
No, I'm
the worst podcast.
I've seen on iTunes, we are the only podcast that's called The Literal Worst.
Yeah, on iTunes, but I've seen on YouTube there's like two episodes. There's like two podcasts, and each of them have like two episodes before the people were like, never mind.
Hmm. They called it The Literal Worst?
No, I think it was just The Worst Podcast.
Oh, okay. Because our name doesn't have podcast in it, technically.
Right.
Because we're the literal worst, and then parentheses, a podcast was Zane and Amy.
The literal worst incorporated.
Yeah.
The literal worst
entertainment.
LLC. Oh, I like that.
The literal worst entertainment.
Oh.
Just like Shangela's say what entertainment.
We could branch out.
To other podcasts.
Let's make a movie.
Oh, can we though? We
seven seasons in a movie.
We made a movie.
No.
Remember?
I watched it not too long ago.
In creative writing, I wrote a movie. And it happened. I mean.
Tell us more, Zane.
Sorry, I'm dying.
It's okay. I can carry on the podcast by myself.
But we made a movie that I wrote, and it's like definitely like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it.
It was a zombie thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even a joke. It was a zombie movie called Zombie House.
I forgot it was called Zombie House.
And it was set in a post-apocalyptic society where two people who were Amy and our friend Kelsey from high school, we're running through a neighborhood and we're trying to find shelter and found a house that just happened to have zombies in it.
I honestly lost the plot when I was being an actor in it.
Oh yeah, none of you guys actually said the real lines. Because remember, I wrote this movie and then no one memorized the lines. So I just had to say, this is what happens. And then people just started acting.
I guess that's why. That would make a lot of sense.
And that's why it was terrible. It's because no one actually read the script.
Oh, that's why it was terrible.
Shut up. It was actually like low-key like filmed on my iPad or something, wasn't it?
No, it was actually filmed on your iPad.
But the funny thing is someone lent me like a really nice camera. But they didn't give me a charger, so remember we used the
used it for a scene.
We used it for the first like intro part, and then it died. So it's like really nice establishing shots and like HD of them running through a field, and then iPad filming in vertical for the rest of it. I think it was vertical.
Some of it was vertical.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was pretty. My favorite thing about the like opening like establishing shot is that I was going like for like full like because we had like
oh yeah
we had like gun props
fake,
and
fake
so
guns yeah I still have the axe that everyone signed. I still have it in my room.
I was going for like full like tactical like this oh, is it, how it you Im- actually
it
hold
was impressive because
it looks so stupid.
It's
though.
Funny because you had like a handgun and then Kelsey had an axe.
I feel like that's true to form, if not to reality, then at least to the genre.
Yeah, but there were some good moments, though.
There were some good moments.
So what happened was, the idea was that, like, whenever someone got, like, injured, the zombie infection was, like, in the air. So if you got injured, it would, like, go into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, plus my friend hiding in the bathroom. but we'll get to that in a second. This is a great talk. I'm glad that we brought this up. But at one point, our friend Kelsey gets infected with quotes. And what happens is they leave her in, they like pull her outside and leave her in the driveway. And then they close the door. And what I did was I pre-recorded her screaming. And then I filmed them from inside, like leaving her. So there's like a window by my home door where you can see the driveway. So you can see her like dying in the driveway. Unattended, by the way. Like she's just in the driveway dying while I'm filming her from outside. And then my friend's like closing the door, and then I like put over the, I like dubbed over the scream, so it sounded like she was like mutedly screaming. But it's so funny because like afterwards I'm like, so Kelsey, you need to go lay in my driveway and die with fake blood all over you. And she's like, okay, cool.
Okay.
And I was like, how did no one call 911 while we were filming?
Okay, well here's my actual favorite thing about that whole night, and the story that I tell when I bring up this movie is afterwards. We went to...
Oh my gosh.
We went to an Arctic Circle.
I remember this.
In Woodburn. I've never seen... I know other Arctic Circles exist, but I've only ever seen the one in our hometown. I've only ever seen that one. Anyway, so we walk into this Arctic Circle. I should mention that this was at the end of the movie, and we were all covered in fake blood. And if And if you've never worked with fake blood...
It looks real.
For one thing, it looks real. And for another thing, it doesn't wash out. It's also not off our your clothes, our not fake, off your skin.
Our fake blood was straight up ketchup and corn syrup. It was old school, like, kid movie fake blood.
We had some paint stuff, too.
I think so. We had a little bit, but not. It was for the... Because we did actual zombie makeup. Like, I had a friend that knew how to do zombie makeup and taught me how to do it. It was actually really... The makeup was good.
Yeah, the makeup was good.
On fleek.
I think we had the zombie makeup on still, too, because it's difficult because it was, like, spirit gummed on.
Yeah, it's so what you do is you take, like, toilet paper, you put it on the skin, and then you cover it with, like, foundation and glue, and then you rip it, and then you paint the inside red. It looks like a wound.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're in this Arctic Circle, and this poor, sweet cashier, as she is taking the order of this, like, group of seven teenagers, looks at us with this sense of, like, veiled terror.
Did you just kill someone?
No. She looks at us, and she goes, "So, have you guys been, like, painting?" We just had to kind of look at each other like,
yes.
Yes. We're not committing murder.
A lot of our enemies.
And then we went bowling.
Yeah. And we went by a really sketchy bar to get to the Arctic Circle.
That's true.
Because we wanted to order pizza, but they wouldn't let us order pizza and bring it into the bowling place. Which was really sad.
I think this is our time to... No. Stick it to the bowling place.
I mean, yeah. But, like, that movie, so many great... And there was also... this is, like, a long talk about my movie, but it was really hilarious. My friend Kylie was playing someone that was living in the house already, and so she was hiding in the bathroom and with, like, a shot, like a fake shock on that looked real.
Yeah.
And to film this scene... So the scene was in the bathroom where, like, you guys were like, is anyone there? And then I was standing in the tub of my bathroom to get, like, the angle right. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
And you were like, it's okay. We're here to help you. And it was so funny. I think she died, too. When did she die? She died at one point.
I know. I get turned into a zombie at the end.
You're the last person to die.
I'm the last one to go.
Because we did a full-on scene in the driveway. And the thing was, it was really dark outside. So we used, like, three different cars. And we turned on the cars and had the lights of the car.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. And it had, like, all these zombies, like, coming out of, like, the bushes of my driveway to come and kill you.
Production-wise, this movie, like, wasn't bad.
But, like, if we just had a good camera, it would have been amazing. There was the cut scene with the phone call cut scene where someone was in the house and they're like, they Skyped you or something. Remember that? And it was like, I'm outside the house. I need your help. And then we let them in and it's like, you're a zombie. And then she started helping. Like, remember that? We should rewatch this during the break.
Subplot. Oh, I'm
it's not on
sure
Facebook.
I want
it's on
to.
Facebook.
I know.
It's on my Facebook page.
I know.
If you listen to this podcast, don't go look for it.
Don't, please.
Please. With those iMovie titles and everything.
There's, like, typos in the credits.
Probably. No, there is. Someone's name was spelled wrong, I think, in the credits. I think Kylie's name was spelled wrong in the credits. Because I think she commented about it. It was like, it's my name wrong. I was like, I don't care. It's for school. But then I showed it at school. And I was like, I'm proud of it somehow. But then I wrote another movie script that I always wanted to make that actually could be a great movie that I really want to make someday. It's called The Must Family Christmas.
I remember that.
It was actually a good script.
I just downloaded a software for script writing because one of my classes, our final project is to write a screenplay.
I wonder if I could find that script somewhere. I wrote it on my really old laptop, but I don't know what I ever did with it.
That might have been the one that died.
Well, no. I had an HP that I used, that used to be my sister's, that I used in high school for a while.
Oh.
And then I got my MacBook senior year, which then died last year. I'm trying to think. I mean, I think it's on a thumb drive somewhere. It has to be. But it's actually, like, a hilarious movie. It's about this family, and the dad's name is Chris Muss. Last name Muss. First name Chris. And then the wife's name was Carol, I believe. And then there were the twins that were Mary and Joseph. Their names were Mary and Joseph. They were twins. And then there was an emo girl. I can't remember what her name was. I think she was Star or something like that.
I think she was Star.
Because she was, like, the Eastern Star. And then the baby, the baby's name was Baby. Because it was supposed to be like Baby Jesus.
Just call it Jesus.
But it was absolutely great. Like, and like the mother Carol had like schizophrenia or something, and she was like this weird character. And then the dad was like pretending to dress up as Santa Claus.
This I don't remember.
It was hilarious. Kelsey actually like, co-wrote the first part of it with me. And it was actually hilarious. And then there's like a seance scene where like the emo child pretends to be God. It was really funny. It was actually really good. And I remember we were going to make it for my final project, because that was my final project, was that script. And we never did it because we ran out of time. Mm. Oh, now that we've relived creative writing.
My only other memory I can think of from creative writing is we were
how
talking.
Terrible it was?
Well, that too. But we were talking too much in class. And then I like recognized that. And so I'm like, I'm gonna stop talking to you. And then the teacher was like, oh, thank God. And then I like barrel rolled away. And it's just like, oh God.
There was like five of us in that class.
Yeah, by the end, it was like me, you, and like two
Kelsey,
or three other people.
Kelsey, and then what's her face?
Sarah.
No. Oh, I can't remember her name. She was in choir
Sophia?
Too.
Sophia?
No, Sophia was never in there. What's her face? She had like red hair. Kind of annoying. She was a year ahead of us too. Wasn't Emily in there too?
She was.
So there was like five of us. But then we also had, of course, this class had a TA, like a teacher learning, like being trained how to be a teacher.
good old Fitzy.
And like he gave up, honestly, because he realized that we were all just terrible.
He once said, I remember this, he was like, it's like they took all the weird neurotic kids in this weird neurotic school and took the weirdest, most neurotic ones and put them in this class
where we read Edgar Allan Poe and all these. But it was so creative writing is supposed to be a senior level language arts class for people that don't take the IB classes. Mm-hmm. And Amy and I, freshman year, were both in language arts together, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous, we are so above this level of language arts. So we tested out into sophomore level language arts, and sophomore year came around and we'd already taken sophomore language arts. And so they were like, well, we can't put you in IB yet, so we're gonna put you in creative writing. Because in freshman year level language arts, we did an interpretive dance about onomatopoeias.
We did do an interpretive dance. I remember that's how we became friends. Yeah, like after honor band, that's
we didn't actually talk at honor band. Just realized later at a point that we were in middle school, we were both in this honor band thing for like district level, and we realized later that we were both there at the same time.
And a beautiful friendship was formed.
I mean, that's debatable. At least a podcast.
A podcast was formed, that's for sure.
And then the world birthed a podcast. And God said it shall be called The Literal Worst.
I think it's great that we were so weird to that teacher so that he could be like, okay, it can't get any worse than this. Like, it's like Bane, like, I will break you.
But he was so, like, not even apologetic about how much he hated us.
It wasn't even like he hated teaching. He was just like, it's you guys specifically. You guys are terrible.
We were just like,
thanks.
But he hated us because we also got our work done at the same time somehow. That's the thing that made him mad, was because we would be so annoying during class, but then we would still get A's in the class because we got our work done on time.
Just be like, how? Just like, why are you doing this to me?
Everything in my teacher degree has told me that you are supposed to be the annoying kids that don't get work done, and now you're the annoying kids that do get your work done. High school. Great days.
Oh, high school.
Not our glory days. Definitely. No. We've upgraded since high school.
I feel so bad for people who think that high school is the best part of your life.
I mean, there are people that I look on Facebook from higher high school. I'm like, high school's gonna be the best time of their life.
Yikes.
And I'm like, I wish you would have gone to college. Uh-huh.
I mean, not even necessarily, like, don't get me wrong, I'm super happy to be in college. I'm very lucky that I get to take part in this glorious experiment.
How's that white privilege working out for you?
It's great, thanks. But like, I don't know, like, even if you don't go on to college, like, being a kid sucks. Like, I remember, it really does. I remember talking to my parents and like, don't you guys wish you could be young again? And my parents are like,
no,
I really don't.
Like, if I could live forever at like the age of like 28, like that'd be perfect.
Yeah, like not even early 20s, like late 20s.
Or like 30 or 29, 28, around there. That would probably be the best age to just like stop.
Just like, just coast. Coast from there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, kids. Your motivation.
Did you want to contemplate your own mortality today?
that was part of the podcast we didn't release.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad episode.
The lost episode.
Maybe we'll bring it back someday.
Maybe we could...
Actually, because you don't know this, there was a lost episode. So last week, we recorded the Mother's Day episode. The week before that, we recorded an episode that was just terrible.
Oh, right. Because we... And then we talked about that episode.
And we lost the first half of the podcast.
In the first half? Oh, my God. Sam, if it's cursed. Should we not talk about it anymore?
I mean, we're talking about it now. And so maybe someday that lost podcast will come back in like a best of episode or something. If we hit like 20 episodes or something.
The worst of, perhaps, since it's the literal worst.
Yeah, the worst of the worst podcast, because we were just really tired.
I think my favorite thing was entropy.
What?
Entropy.
I don't remember that.
It was the tendency for all things to fall into disorder.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, God. Thanks.
Well, do you want to do our favorite things?
I would love to.
You go first.
I'll go first with my favorite thing. My favorite thing is there's going to be an eclipse this summer.
Yeah. Oh, people have been booking out camp spots so all around excited. Oregon for it. And it's like already booked out.
So excited. I happen to have some family members Ooh. In some of the more rural parts. So I'm going to head over there in August. And I'm so excited.
That's exciting.
It's been I don't remember when the last total solar eclipse was that Oregon saw, but yeah.
You know what the last total eclipse I saw? A total eclipse of the heart?
The heart, perhaps. That's fine. Bye.
I actually have a story from that. So I watched a lot of behind the scenes, like backstage things from Broadway. And there's this girl who played the fairy in Shrek, the musical. And she was like, yeah, so like, I get really bored sometimes when she's like, so I was walking across stage thinking, I wonder if I know all the words to Total Eclipse of the Heart. And so she's like, so I start humming and like singing. Like, and she's like, and then she realizes, she's like, why is everyone staring at me? And she's like, oh crap, I have a line. And so there was this big pause and she's playing like this butch fairy. She's like, why do you keep talking to him? It's so funny because she's like, one of her friends later was just like, you paused for like 30 seconds. And it was just kind of like, she was like, why don't you stop talking to him? It was so funny. Yeah. Total eclipse
of the heart.
My favorite thing is this new air freshener I found at Target.
I'm looking at it now.
So I just grabbed it. It's all these little, you know, like those Orbi things?
Orbeez?
It's like those, but they shrink as the air freshener is released.
Huh.
Smell it. It smells really good. It's like an apple cinnamon.
Oh, it does smell good.
So when I opened it, they were like fully, it's like this, it would have had a little less space than this.
Okay.
And what happens is, as it absorbs bad smell and as it releases good smell, they shrink.
Would you like to know why I could never have that in my house?
You would eat them.
I would put them in. Oh my God, Zane, don't do this. Zane, please.
Oh, please. I'm gonna put.
I can't want to put them in my mouth so bad.
But now this area smells really good because I was moving them around.
I just want to. I can feel them. I can feel how they would squish
then
in
go
my
get,
mouth.
Then go get some mochi. What's your favorite song? It's not Total Eclipse of the Heart, is it?
I have been... No. It is not. Although that would be a fun tie-in. I've been jamming out to... I wouldn't call it an oldie, but perhaps a throwback. Listening to Trying to Be Cool by Phoenix.
I don't know that song.
I'm just trying to
And we don't have the rights. My favorite song is, I think this is in the deleted episode because I really like this song and I really want people to know that it exists. It's Secure by Madame Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Dame Gaga. And it's really good. And she premiered at Coachella.
Coachella.
We're going to Coachella.
Oh, I just licked the microphone.
I know. I heard it. Oops, I did. did it. Never. I didn't do it ever. Well, on that note, on that note, I think we're gonna take a break.
Oh, what note was that? Can you give me the pitch?
Actually, I'm so tempted. I think that would be like. I'm gonna go with an E flat.
All right.
I'm gonna go check this on my piano. Keep the podcast.
Okay. Oh, podcast almost died. I'm not keeping it going. One thing I've been thinking about this whole time as we've been recording is how the backs of our tripods look like they're like going to have a battle.
Oh, it was a B flat.
Oh, the result is it was a B flat, not an E flat.
But like I said, on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome
we
back,
good?
Everyone.
We good? We're back. We're back.
Welcome back. Welcome. She's back. Back again with more back Yes, again. Goslin the Vatican.
Oh.
That's from a Melissa Edwards rap that she did on season two of All Stars.
Wow.
She's back again with more Yes, Goslin the Vatican. See, ooh, all those crowns, I'm snatching them.
Ooh.
It's great. I'll just show it to you sometime. Amy has decided that we're going to play a game.
I do. I've designed... a game.
If you listened last week, we did Whose Mom Is It Anyway?
Did that make it onto the
podcast? It was in the second half.
Okay. So, I have...
I'm so ready.
I have designed a game.
I don't know what's happening.
This game is called... What's That Sound?
Ooh.
So, here's how this game will work. I am going to play for you a sound that has been modified... some way. So here's the rules. You can ask me either what is the sound originally or what has been done to the sound, and you have to answer the other question.
Okay, cool.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the first one. Hold on, let me...
Just hold the speaker up to your microphone.
Wi-Fi is having some trouble. Alright.
Oh,
that's like
I think I know what it is.
Okay. What do you want to ask? Or do you think you have both of them?
I think I know what it is. What was done to it? I think it was played backwards.
That's correct.
Is it Frozen?
Yes.
Let It Go?
Yeah.
I could tell from the...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, good job, me.
Okay, nice. I'm glad you're getting the hang of it. The other two I'm going to play.
I like this game.
I'm so proud of it. The other two are perhaps less intuitive.
Okay, good.
Talk about your strategy while I'm pulling this up.
My strategy is to recognize like a main part of it and then try to figure out with something. But I was just lucky on that one, I think.
Okay. I'm going to warn you, not all of these are going to be songs like that one.
Oh, okay.
There's a possibility that there could be another song.
But
maybe. Who knows?
Okay, is it spoken dialogue or is it a sound of something?
I don't know.
Okay, play it. Let's do this.
Which one do I want to do? Okay, I'll do the hardest one last.
Okay, perfect.
Play it. Okay, hold on just a second.
Wow, I thought you were prepared, Amy.
I thought I was too.
I still can't get over that we spent the entire first half of the podcast talking about a zombie movie I made in high school.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I guess the composer?
You can try.
I'm going to go with Charles Ives, play backwards.
No.
Oh.
Okay, you can ask me one thing. Either what is it or what has been done to it?
What is it?
It is All Star by Smash Mouth. I'll play some more. Let's get some more.
Okay. Oh, there's a filter over it.
No.
Because I can hear the actual melody going on.
That's true. There's not a filter, though. You get one more guess.
Okay. Can you play it one more time?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Was it put into 12 tone? And played at MIDI?
I'm gonna give that one a win. What was done to this is just the pure MP3 file of All Star was just put and converted into MIDI.
Huh.
So, like, vocals and everything, like, not just straight inserted, and it's being played on a MIDI keyboard.
Because it just sounds like 12 tone with the melody thrown in there.
The cool thing about it is that there's this weird auditory illusion in that you can kind of hear the words, even though there are no words being spoken.
Weird.
Yeah. Spooky.
If that's not the hardest one, I'm scared.
Yeah, this next one's going to be rough. I'm also going to give a little headphone warning because this next one is perhaps what I like to call bad.
That last one wasn't bad.
All right, let's do this.
I'm scared.
All right.
I'm wearing headphones.
Wait, it's playing the wrong video.
Wow, oh, Amy is not that good at this.
Oh my god, I'm getting an ad.
Boo.
That's gonna spoil it. What? I hate everything. Okay. Here we go. I'm ready. I'm sorry. I thought of this and I thought it was such a great idea. Okay. Here we go. Headphone warning. Here, a little bit more.
What? Do I know the source material? Amy, I have no idea.
You can ask me either. Stop! Stupid ads.
I'm gonna guess it's.
Well, you can ask me. You can ask me. You get your one question.
What was done to it?
It was layered on top of itself over 100,000 times.
Is it by an artist I know?
No.
Then why? How do you expect me to guess it then?
It's not a song. It's a jingle.
Is it modern?
Yes.
Is it the Red Robin?
It's not that kind of jingle.
Like a good neighbor, stiff arm is there.
Do you give up yet?
I give up, yeah.
It was the GameCube startup sound layered on top of
How
itself over 100,000 times.
How would I ever guess that?
You should have asked me what it is, and I could have told you it's the GameCube sound.
Oh, God. I don't know what the GameCube sound is.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll play it once. Oh, never mind. I lost it. And everything's over.
Wow.
Anyway.
That was an experience.
That was my game.
I liked it. The first one was great.
Yeah, I'm glad I picked one that wasn't completely impossible.
I think we should do a whole entire backwards song challenge.
Ooh!
Just backwards songs.
I wonder.
I just improved your challenge.
I'm trying to think of ones that would be hard. Because I feel like a lot of songs have like a recognizable.
Superfruit, they did a challenge where they had to sing songs backwards with a backwards sound machine that would flip them back into first forward. And they had to make them sound right.
That sounds really
hard.
So
what they would do is they would sing it normally and then reverse it and then hear the reverse and then try singing the reverse and then sing the reverse well enough where it sounded normal when it went back to the original way. I'll show you the video afterwards.
That sounds extraordinarily difficult.
Thank you. Story of my life. Extraordinarily difficult. The Zane Morris story.
The Zane Morris story. Speaking of extraordinarily difficult, this watch, I believe, that I am wearing, this lovely watch, I think it's mystical.
Ooh, why?
Because I lost it for 2 months, and then I woke up this morning, and it was on my coffee table.
You're like, and I was wearing it.
And I was wearing it. And I opened up the fridge, and I saw a monster saying, Zool.
I want to talk about... I'm just going to ignore that. I want to talk about the pure concept of Trader Joe's and how amazing Trader Joe's is.
Oh, the mere concept of Applebee's.
I know. We talked about that in a previous podcast. Trader Joe's is just so great. I started shopping at Trader Joe's this month, and I can't get over how perfect it is.
No sponsor.
Have you shopped at Trader Joe's before?
I have not.
We need to go to Trader Joe's together, because it's great.
I'm going to Trader Joe's.
Oh my gosh, Amy, I totally forgot this was going to be part of the podcast. The cookie butter ice cream I told you about.
Oh, you want to go get it right now?
Yeah, you want to explain the concept?
I'll keep it alive. So Zane got this ice cream. I almost died just then. Zane's microphone tried to attack me. Zane's been trying to write me off of this podcast from day one. Anyway, Zane got this ice cream from Trader Joe's that has swirled into it
cookie butter,
which, as he explained it to me, is like peanut butter, but instead of crushed peanuts, it's cookies. And that's all, really all I know about it. Now, apparently, it's not, the problem here is that it's not as magically life-changing.
Yeah,
as you wish.
So I'm back. I thought this was going to be like the best thing I've ever tasted in my life. And I like it, but I also don't like it. And I want Amy to try it live on the podcast. So I have a pint of ice cream for you and a spoon.
So here's
take in.
Let me ask this. So when I think of peanut butter, so I used to work at Winco. I can say that now because I don't work there anymore. And we had like a thing that you could like pump out your own peanut butter, it would like crush it down into like, you know, peanut butter.
Yeah. So cookie butter, it's like ground up cookies, butter, sugar, whatever, and like blended together to make a butter.
Okay. So it's like it's a concoction of sorts.
Yeah. So cookie butter is in this vanilla ice cream, and Amy just got a scoop of it. Let's see what she thinks.
All right. Should I do the mouth? Get it real close.
The cookie butter doesn't have the same taste you think it might have. You can just eat it. Oh, she's thinking. See, it's not like amazing, but
no,
it's not
bad. No, I really like it.
Yeah, get a bit more of a chunk of that the butter on that side.
Here? Where you get right in there. Oh.
I really enjoy this.
I think it's delicious.
Yeah.
No, it's just I really like it.
It's just not exactly what I thought it was going to taste like.
It's not, doesn't taste like cookie dough.
But it doesn't taste like peanut butter.
No.
It tastes like a gingerbread a bit.
It does. It tastes like Snickerdoodles.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Can I just sit here and eat
ice cream? Can I just sit here and eat a pint of ice cream that I've only had one scoop out of?
Here it goes, and you do the rest of the podcast.
Well, hi, podcaster friends.
I'm going to eat ice cream.
I also got an all-natural root beer at this place, and it was really good.
Oh.
It was actually real good.
Delicious.
It's the Dr. Hansen's brand.
Oh, I
there was an empty can of it on my coffee table. It was really good. Yeah, I like shopping at Trader Joe's. But the weird thing is, everything is Trader Joe's brand. There's no name brands. It's all generics.
Interesting.
Which is good. And they have lots of really good pre-done meals and like frozen stuff, which I really like. Because I'm a working woman.
I don't have time.
I've got things to do. So.
All right. You carry the podcast a little bit longer. I'm going to go put this away.
Well, can you finish that spoon that you just put back into the ice cream? I live alone, but I still have standards.
I had to put it down, so I only have two hands.
Oh, really? I have four.
Zane just turned into Hare Krishna.
I start doing cool dances with my multiple hands. Go put that ice cream away, girl. Tonight, by the way, Amy, do you know what tonight is?
No.
It's the season finale of Scandal. 2-hour season finale.
Scandal.
I'm actually going to, while we're sitting here, I'm going to check and see if it's on Hulu because I really want to watch it right now. I think we need to end this podcast because we're literally just living. So, Amy, you want to come back and we'll say bye.
Wait, I need to report something.
Oh.
I need the viewers to know something.
Oh no. Did you see something while you put stuff in my freezer?
Hold on.
Oh no. What? Hurry up.
You look so nervous.
No, hurry up because we just like end this podcast. I gotta sleep.
In Zane's fridge, he has two distinct cookie dough ice cream, pints of cookie dough ice cream.
It's an old, it's empty, actually, if you looked in it, it's empty.
That's worse.
Yeah, I feel so bad.
Now they just have to, like, look at each other like, this is what you will become.
But one's cookie butter, one's cookie dough, but the cookie dough one's empty, and it's been there for, like, a month and a half.
Gross.
Because there's, like, a, you know that moment where you get, like, a little bit of ice cream left in there, and you're like, that's not enough to, like, actually scoop out of there and eat.
Ugh.
And there's that much left in it.
Like, I can't waste it, though.
I know, so it's just hanging out, hoping someday it'll get adopted.
Someday my mouth will come.
Someday my wrist will come.
There it goes.
That vibrato. Well, on that note.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh, you made the same joke twice.
Bye.
We're not above repeating our jokes.
Back streets back. All right.
Just
sorry,
kidding.
Mom.
They're not.
Bye.
Farewell.